due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and as this record date, it is Pi Day, and somehow chicken pot pie turned out to be the solution for my end. Statboy, how'd you do?
I wound up getting some blueberry pie. Not bad.
So, yeah, I couldn't do a whole lot of running around today, so...
Yep.
Though the other option was a pizza pie from Sam's.
I would much rather go with the Costco one, but that's me.
I don't have a Costco close by, but
yeah.
Same difference. They're both really good. I agree.
Okay.
Wrestling's been a weird week this week.
Yes. Because I mean, we have WWE to go for. We have AEW and Revolution coming up tomorrow. And also one very big news story coming from the Independents for all the wrong reasons.
Correct. There was a little incident at Ohio Valley. I believe that was Wednesday night.
Yes, down in Louisville. It was part of their live show, or the live show they do on YouTube.
And as everybody knows, you're live.
Mm-hmm.
Something goes wrong. If it's something you can work around, great, but you gotta pay attention if somebody's twitching.
Yeah, because during the, I believe what was a 12-man main event, or might have been a 6, I'm not 100% certain. We had the Ohio Valley Wrestling Rush champion, Brandon Bolling, going for a flying forearm on Tony Evans, but Tony pulled Dallas Edwards, the referee, into the path. That was planned. What wasn't planned was Bolling hitting our Dallas Edwards, and Dallas's head smashes into the back of his head smashes into the mat.
So, and he was legit knocked out at this point. And I'm not justifying anything.
Yeah.
But I've watched the clip.
Yeah.
The first 20 to 25 seconds, Dallas just didn't move.
Mm-hmm. It seemed to be at first a decent enough sell.
Correct. But then when he starts rolling on his side and his hand is holding up one hand awkwardly, dies.
Yep.
That's not part of the sell. When referees sell, they play dead.
Yeah, that was the referee fencing. Do you remember what happened to Tua Tagovailoa formerly of the Dolphins, now the Falcons, a few years ago?
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
They got him good.
The same deal happened here.
And fortunately, somebody finally figured out, but unfortunately, it probably took about 15 seconds too long.
Yeah, from what I understand, it took about 2 minutes for him to get finally medical attention, when that should have been about 30 seconds tops. Because they even heard in the crowd the word seizure. Because he was in a full-blown seizure. And the wrestlers, especially, oh dear. Tony Evans wound up just rolling Edwards away and pushed him with his foot. It's like, dude, no.
No. No, bad.
You know what happens when you start seeing him convulse? You stop the match. You don't keep going around him. game over, whatever, or you don't do anything further. And instead, Dallas winds up getting a concussion and a subdural hematoma. He got a brain bleed out of that. Yeah.
Now, is this Dallas Edwards the same Dallas referee that's working for the Fed right now?
I don't think so.
I mean, I might be mixing some stuff up.
Yeah, I think you might be.
But
this is a guy explicitly that works in Ohio Valley.
Right, and Ohio Valley has long severed ties with WWE or vice versa.
Yeah.
That was like 15 years ago.
Well beyond. It's getting closer to 20 now.
Mm.
They had, even in between, remember, they had that TNA deal for about a short minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then nowadays, it's just their own guys. A lot of their wrestlers are people you've never really heard of. Is this accurate still? Taking a look here. Yeah. It is overwhelmingly people I have never heard of. The only names that even ring a bell are on the women's side. Hollywood, Haley J. Rod, who's being the upcoming American Gladiators reboot. And Layla Gray, who has done a fair bit of work in All Elite Wrestling as part of Top Flight.
Okay.
Outside of that, I don't recognize too much more right off the top. Except for Jack Vaughn, slap the thigh.
This played live, and then OVW cut the feed and tried to get it off their channel, but the internet is forever.
Yep.
I personally didn't want to watch the clip, but I'm kind of glad I did now.
Mm-hmm.
Because to a point, and again, I'm not advocating what OVW did or did not do.
Yeah.
I can see how that first 30 seconds would have kept going. But the moment that boy had his hand up in the air, you stop.
Yep.
Show's over. We got to get this guy to a hospital.
Yes. And
so, needless,
as far as I know, he's still there, but I'm not 100% certain.
Well, needless to say, wrestling internet exploded.
Yep. Calling for Al Snow's head and the wrestler's heads, at least.
I'm curious. It's been a long time since I've dealt with the Kentucky Athletic Commission.
Mm-hmm.
But it's my understanding that they're one of the strictest ones in the country.
Yeah. They are.
So
they have to essentially sign off on everything.
Yeah. You have to have a license to ring announce.
Yeah.
So I have several questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did they have medical staff on property? Because I saw a couple people making. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, they were legally required to by the Kentucky State Commission, I do believe.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's a bunch of rules I feel like they broke, but I don't, you know, what information I have is the video.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't present, but I do believe the Kentucky Athletic Commission really needs to take a really close look at this.
Yeah.
It's not going to shut OVW down.
Mm-hmm.
Unless this incident is bad enough, or I'm not even going to entertain some scenarios.
Yeah, I know the scenarios you're thinking of to some degree already.
Yeah. To some of these scenarios where, yeah, they will shut OVW down and send everybody home.
Yep.
So, it's a matter at this point, since this is, we're only 48 hours into this, we just got to keep our fingers crossed for Dallas.
Yeah. That he makes a full recovery and everything else.
So, get well soon, man.
Yeah, that and also...
I don't want...
Al, get bent. Because your first response after everything happened was a joke. Literally a joke.
Not cool.
Yeah. And then the second one was super lawyered up. As in, it sounded like he was advised to actually make a response... and to do it their way.
Well, even... that's still not going to save him.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people throwing shoes at their monitors.
Yep.
And I guarantee... I also guarantee you the next OVW show, there's not going to be a whole lot of people there.
Yeah. That and also, Jim Cornette did make mention of this... but he was actually really level-headed about this, which felt weird.
Dude, you blew up a Dairy Queen. How could you not? How could you be so calm and collected about this?
It's more of a... let me see here. I've never seen anything like this in person. It would have scared the shit out of me. I hope this young man's alright. He did nothing wrong. He was the only person involved in this who did nothing wrong. That feels
no,
weird
that's...
coming from him.
Yeah.
And yeah, he does tear into everyone for their negligence.
Yeah. But it, you know... I'd almost say that his calm response is, since he, as a promoter, as a booker, as a manager, this ain't the first time he's seen something like this.
Yeah. So, should we move on to a little bit happier, our situation?
Let's get to some good news.
Better news.
Better news.
Cause we should go to Raw first.
And, absolutely.
Cause we had two to three pretty big things happening. The first one, Finn Balor has left the Judgment Day.
After they tried to kick him out, but he...
yeah, after go calling ahead. Dominic a spoiled little bitch.
Dom, he was telling the truth.
Yeah.
But this has been a match that's been a couple years in the making, but between Dominic's injuries, primarily, because I think if Finn was hurt, it's been minor things.
Yeah.
But enough that they couldn't pull it together.
Yeah.
So... Dominic Finn Balor could happen at Mania.
I would say for the Intercontinental, but that's not around Dominic's waist anymore because he got cursed last week.
He got properly cursed.
Yes.
You think losing the Intercontinental title was the only curse that he's going to get?
No.
The AAA thing's going on as we broadcast, right?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm going to see if I can watch some of that tomorrow. I expect
Rey
him
Reyes,
to lose...
as of we're recording, Rey to Reyes starts in half an hour.
Okay. I think he's going to lose the AAA Mega Champion belt to Hijo de Vikingo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And come Mania, and it's not just me saying this.
Other people are saying this. Wait a minute. Wrong person.
Sports Illustrated is saying, no, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That Finn might rain some unholy vengeance on Dominic.
Yeah.
It's been 3 years, and I think Dominic deserves it.
Yeah. But I doubt it's going to happen anymore.
I know. I can hope.
I know. You're always
We already know
holding
Finn's
that.
gonna.
Yeah.
Yes, I.
Finn's.
Hey. Yeah. Ahead.
Sorry, I was trying to cut myself off, but I think we're cutting each other off.
Pretty much. I admit that I am a greedy fan. I have seen the Demon King live three separate times. And I'm not going to Vegas, but oh man.
Yeah.
I know Finn, but please.
Yeah. The second big piece, Bailey has worked her way winning the or winning the gauntlet to face AJ Lee next week for the Women's Intercontinental title. I expect Becky to interfere quite hard, leading to a match at Mania.
Triple threat, triple threat, triple threat.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me at all.
I'm down.
Yeah, so am I. And then the main event. Jimmy and Jey Uso come out to confront CM Punk. And they take him down too. And I can't say that wasn't deserved.
No, it's this is like we said on last show, you just woke up the whole trailer park.
Yeah. And now Roman's going to be back next week? Oh no. Oh no.
Yeah. Roman will continue to be displeased. You didn't apologize to my cousins, and I know you're not gonna apologize to me. Why should I apologize? I said what I said, and I mean it. So, something else happened on the show that I needed a second opinion on. Seth Rollins. I'm hearing some mixed reviews about the Ninja Hoedown that they do.
Ninja Hoedown. Wow.
I understand what they're trying to do. I fully understand what they're trying to do. It looks ridiculous, but with the exception of Royce Keyes in a ninja suit, a lot of the other guys are about the same build.
Oh, so that's the bigger guy. Okay.
I
I could
think it's
tell.
Royce Keyes, unless.
One surprise.
So yeah, there's the one big guy. That was probably Royce Keyes. But the rest of the guys were about the same size, so when they scatter, you don't know which one of them is Seth. I get it. It's just not translating.
Hopefully it will translate at some point. It's just, yeah, they've still got another good 6 weeks-ish left till Mania.
We've got, they've got plenty of time to iron this out.
Agreed.
They've got, and Seth's not 100%. He's gone on record. He needs a couple more weeks before he's comfortable doing any major physicality. But arrive, stomp, leave. That he can do, even with a bum shoulder.
Yes, absolutely.
So, I would, sadly, with half of the Vision on their own injuries, it's gonna be a little harder to stretch this out. And it feels like they're gonna do Seth Logan 2.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at this point.
Because I'm sorry, Austin Theory, you can reinvent yourself over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I see you, all I hear in my head is Roman.
Yeah.
Your daddy's not here anymore. Austin Theory was Billy Gunned, and it stuck.
Yep. He is fully into Billy Bitch Cakes territory, as I mentioned last week.
Yeah.
Because he just doesn't factor in anymore, in my opinion. He's just there.
Yeah. Logan and Uncle Paul do most of the talking.
Mm-hmm.
And when Theory gets on the mic, it's... Yeah.
Yeah. He has...
If I ever go to a show...
Yeah. If you ever go to show...
I bring a sign that says, Austin Theory equals Billy Bitch Cakes.
Yeah. Because at this point, it just doesn't matter. At all.
I feel bad for him, but I know I said what I said, and I see what I see.
Yeah. I understand.
So, was there anything else major that we needed?
Not really. Outside of Danhausen curses somebody and Mike goes out, but eh.
No, that was SmackDown.
Oh, okay. Do we have anything to really talk about on NXT?
I missed NXT this week.
Oh, yes, there is something. Charlie Dempsey has joined the Second Generation Blood stable. And who shows up at the end but Fit Finlay and William Regal?
Yay. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the fathers of two of them.
Right. And I could get behind these guys before I'll get behind Team New Shield. I mean, Dark State.
Yeah. Dark State at this point is essentially pretty much DOA now.
Yeah. And once Tony's done with them.
Oh, Tony's then done they with can... them.
Already?
Yep. Tony's aiming for Joe Hendry, the world title.
Okay. So that tells you a lot.
Yep. It's unfortunately we're at the point of the show where they're done. Done.
Yeah. And again, I've watched some of their matches, I've watched some of their promos.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have been able to pick out any of these guys in a police lineup.
Yep. Unfortunate, but true.
And, fellas, you can take your face masks and give them back to the guys who made them look cool.
Yeah. Agreed.
So... Unfortunately, one of them you'll probably have to mail. Because my tinfoil hat is still buzzing, but I know it's not going to happen.
Yep.
Because Mr. Mox has a title or a trophy right now.
Yeah. Continental Championship. We'll be talking about that a little later. But we should also quickly go ahead and talk about SmackDown this week.
Absolutely. Because a lot went down there, too.
Yes. Because to start off, Drew McIntyre comes out, cries like a little baby as per usual, and says, "I've had enough, I'm leaving." And...
Have fun making your movie.
Well, we'll get back around to that.
Right.
Jade Cargill finally wrestles for the first time in a while, beating Meechan. And for once, Jade looked kind of competent.
Damn, well, Meechan probably...
Yeah, it's more or less Meechan help giving her the help she needs. Jade still isn't ready. And the bad thing is, she's been in the business now for 6 years. A lot of it was her being protected. She's being exposed now pretty badly.
Hello?
Oh, hey! We have ourselves a third member at the table. Jason Block, how are you doing?
Eating a late dinner.
Yeah.
Work around stuff.
Yeah, we're currently...
So where are we at right now? And
we are currently talking about SmackDown.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about what happened at the beginning of the show. Drew McIntyre being a little bitch baby as per usual and quitting because he didn't get his way.
You need to film a movie?
We'll get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then talked a little bit about Jade Cargill being actually kind of competent for once.
Even a blind squirrel gets a nut these days.
Yeah, 6 years deep into a wrestling journey, and she's still kind of competent.
Well, somebody check Meechan to make sure her back is okay.
Yeah.
You mean from carrying her from that match? Yeah, I gotcha.
Yep.
I'm assuming you talked about OVW as well?
Yes, that was our top story.
Yeah, that was our top story. Essentially, you know, we're hoping that the referee gets better. I've watched the video.
Same.
I have not. I should. I know I should.
It's out there.
It's not hard to find. I mean, Bear got it on a reel on Facebook.
And I got it from Ohio Valley Wrestling's YouTube channel.
So, essentially, the first 15 or 20 seconds when the referee is down, I understand why the match kept going.
Mm-hmm.
But when he starts twitching and his arm is up in the air at an awkward angle, refs don't sell like that.
Yep.
Not anymore, anyway.
So, the fact that the match went on for another minute before they actually got people over there to help him is not cool.
Well, Mike Johnson had a great column on PWI. He basically said that at minimum there should always be an ambulance at the venue.
And there was, from what I understood. At least there was a paramedic. Because they were legally required to.
There should be a legitimate medical doctor at ringside. Protocols for stopping matches. And the staff should have basic immediate medical training. I agree with that.
Those last two did not happen. And that hurt them badly.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it, Al Snow's recent statement, because there was one right after the incident, but the next one sounded, legalish.
Yeah.
You mean, he was trying to cover his own legal ass?
Yep. Because remember,
pretty much,
Al is the showrunner and a minority owner of the company. He used to be majority, but he sold off the most of his company to, I believe, a Welsh.
Well, I really think I really think OVW is in deep shit.
We'll find out in the immediate future.
Okay,
because the Kentucky Athletic Commission is going to investigate, and there are some scenarios where yes. They can just shut OVW completely down. I don't want those scenarios to happen.
Mm-hmm. Neither do I.
So,
but you know,
no. So there's still consequences.
Yes.
Let's see. We discussed Raw.
Yep. And we're
I have a question.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do we think we're going to get a face bloodline now?
I'm not sure.
Not sure yet. But the tension in the final segment was amazing. Because it, you know, it's everything we want to do. We should just come down here and whoop your ass. But we'll go easy on you if you just fucking apologize. Apologize for what?
Apologize for what? Going way over the line with Roman. Go toe-to-toe with
Correct.
Him. Don't low blow him. You verbally did just that.
And he admitted as such.
Yeah.
Yeah. He woke up the trailer park and he's willing to take the consequences for it. Now the Usos did their job. Roman's gonna be back on Monday.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. He better do his.
Oh, he will.
Yeah.
If it doesn't end with Roman at least standing tall over Punk, ain't doing their job yet.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Finn getting booted out of Judgment Day and his face turn. And as usual, you know what? We know that it's going to be Finn Dominic at Mania.
What?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I want the curse to complete, and I want Dom freaking demonized. And you know exactly how I mean that.
Mm-hmm. But what's amazing to me is in 2 weeks, Danhausen is the most over guy in WWE.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because he's hilarious. Yeah.
Because they let him be funny. We need funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not going to write a script for him. They're just going to say Danhausen does something funny.
Right.
What else? We
a little bit about talk, NXT.
Especially, and me continuing to...
Yeah. Especially with the returns of both Fit Finlay and William Regal.
Oh, yes, because the No Quarter Catch crew is no more.
Correct.
They're calling their new faction, I think it's called Birthright?
Yes, it is Birthright. Every wrestler save one in there is a second generation. The one is dating the second generation. That would be Channing Stax Lorenzo. The others are all second generation.
Well, yeah. Dempsey's father, William Regal, is right there.
Yeah, and also Uriah Connor's father, Fit Finlay, is right there.
Okay. I want to see where this goes.
Yeah. Of course, Santino is a little busy elsewhere.
That's okay, Mr. Stone.
Yeah. Dealing with stuff in TNA.
Yes.
Mr. Stone will handle it.
Yes.
Yes, sort of. But remember, and of course, Stand and Deliver is going to be on YouTube. Yay.
Mm.
Isn't the Rey to Reyes happening tonight?
Yes, it is happening, starting in 10 minutes from now, anyway.
Okay, that's cool.
And we are paying attention to that because of the Mysterio El Hijo del Vaquino main event, more than likely, for the AAA Mega Campeon.
I bet Vikingo gets it back.
Yeah, and, absolutely. And Dominic ends his run in AAA.
Yep.
Because the curse has yet to run its course.
Yep.
Yes, and if you've noticed, speaking of the curse, all over Twitter, Chelsea and AJ are like, don't you dare curse me! No!
Yeah.
Somebody get Danhausen a hat so I don't get cursed.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, has anyone seen the new WWE 2K26 commercial yet?
No.
Extended for
the one with the two kids getting yanked into the system?
Yes.
Hmm.
I've seen the full version of it, and it's really, really cool, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just find it a little unrealistic Although maybe I should just blame Punk for this. You've got two teenage boys in a ring with Rhea Bloody Ripley, Liv Morgan, and who was the third? Io.
No. Oh, and he pulls them out. No.
No.
Excuse me. No. You don't. I'm choking on my hamburger here.
Why did you do that, Punk? None of them were AJ Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And of course, they run into the Vision. And boy, mm-hmm. when you see that, you're like, damn.
Well, yeah, it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts a lot.
Because the two pest people in... Well, that's not true. The two pest people in the Vision are hurt.
Yeah.
Correct. And we just spent a couple of minutes... calling Austin Theory Billy Bitchcakes.
Yep.
He is. There was also some... I want to go back to SmackDown for a second.
We are headed...
Okay. We just started with SmackDown.
Okay, go ahead. Then we'll continue.
So, see what you do. We should talk about Jelly Roll showing up.
That was about... Yeah, that was that was where I was going.
Yes.
Because Miz... what was it? Miz invited him on Miz TV and basically said, you know what? You need a mentor. Me. Jelly Roll's like, fuck that shit.
And then...
I lost...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Continue on, Jason. I got a little ahead of myself.
Yeah. So, but, you know, he's like, I lost 300 pounds. I don't need you. So they keep going back and forth. And then, I love the use of this. Kit Wilson, yes. Mr. Toxic Masculinity, very well done, basically calls Jelly Roll fatphobic for losing the weight. Okay.
And all I can say, Kit, is screw you, buddy, because I have lost 100 pounds.
Really?
Really? Awesome. Went from 250 down to 150.
Fantastic! Awesome. Great job!
Yeah, so, yeah, Kit, you're being toxic, too, you know.
Right, so then...
But Kit has a point. The only way somebody loses 200 pounds is getting a divorce.
Right.
Hi-yo!
And then... and then there was the Miss, you know, Jelly Roll punching Miz. A pretty good punch, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the rumor is... We're going to have Royce Keys and Jelly Roll tag against Kit Wilson and The Miz. You need a celebrity comedy match, that's fine. I have no issue with it.
Yeah.
Yes. And Miz has no problem getting humiliated left, right, and center.
Right. Because he don't get, he's got fuck you money. You know?
Right.
Nobody has to save him. He's got all the money he needs.
Right.
Now, so, all this shit went down because he still refused the Danhausen.
Yep.
Right.
To which he was cursed. Yes. So I figured that there was going to be more to the curse than just his Mrs. Mike blowing out, which I don't know if it was planned or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, you know, Miz TV falling apart, that could be the curse. That could be just another Friday.
Yeah.
There are two things I want to talk about also about SmackDown. So, later in the show, Jacob Fatu was fighting Mr. Lemon Pepper Stepper, Trick Williams.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Good match. By the way, Trick is so fucking over it, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's so and you know what? He's so good at it. He's gonna, when he turns face, oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Okay.
Oh yeah. And you can tell that he's been under Booker T's learning tree a lot.
Yep.
You think it's the Booker T? You think he's the new Booker T?
He'd be a spiritual successor.
Yes.
Okay, I'll take that.
He's got the same wacky expressions. He's got the same long build that Booker's got.
Mm-hmm.
And already has a couple of catchphrases.
Yep.
What, the lemon pepper steppers? And
then let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm okay with that. So, as Jacob Fatu was about to kick Trick Williams' ass, the Scottish baby decides to come in and ruin the match. So, I think we're going to get that match.
Yes, we will get that match at Mania, more than likely.
Fatu will win, and Drew can go away.
And go and become, or try to find out who can only be, or,
Who is the one?
Yep, my English as of late has been kind of failing me, and it hasn't been fun.
Believe me, I hear that. Go ahead.
No, I also want to give a quick shout out to Danhausen for going out and doing a shtick. And then the lights go out, so you're thinking, great, he's going to teleport away.
Right.
Lights come on, and he's only halfway up the ramp.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That's on brand.
It is on brand. See, the thing is, what people don't get about Danhausen is Danhausen never is a wrestler. He is a spectral human being who uses teeth for monies, but does love the human monies because it can get him more stuff.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
He's Svengoolie. He's
I agree. Svengoolie is the example I use because I can't remember the name of the host of Creature Feature.
Uncle Floyd?
Maybe.
No. It is Svengoolie because that's something our good friend Brian Henniger has dressed as.
Yes,
one of his. Okay, so. What I'm saying is that Danhausen isn't a polished wrestler. He's a fucking comedy act. There is room for this shit. There is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not the Miz.
Yes.
And
there's always room for comedy.
Yes.
There is always room for comedy, and Triple H, the king of this comedy shit is Triple H. He used to do a ton of dumb stuff. So,
yeah.
And the kid, and who is the number one merch guy right now? Danhausen. Number one.
But, yes, much to everybody else's chagrin.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they brought it up when in his argument with Miz.
I'm the number one merch. Let me see if I can do it. I'm the number one merch guy. See? Not bad, right?
You're crossing it with Gilbert Gottfried a bit.
Okay.
It's you know, not everybody has merchandise.
You know, they're very nice, very evil.
Very nice, very evil. Yeah, exactly. Right. But
it's very nice, it's very evil. And it will bring me more and more of the human monies.
He is going to be in the Human Monies because he's also in the DLC of 2K. Of WWE 2K, yes.
Yeah.
He will get more human money. But see, what I love about Danhausen, well, then we'll get back to it. He's everything that, put it to you this way. Is he something that would have been released in the Vince era? I don't know. But we know his success from the Indies to AEW to here.
Yes.
Okay? And this is something, and I'll use the Nikki Haymon word, organic. Mm-hmm. This was an organic thing. And he did lots of vlogs with lots of people like CM Punk, like Ethan Page, you know. Just being doofus. If you've watched his early stuff, it's foul, but it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. Okay?
Yeah.
So we get to the main event of the show.
Yes.
Which is the contract signing of Cody Rhodes and Randy Orton.
Or WrestleMania, yeah.
Or WrestleMania, right. And don't get me started on it. It should have been Drew. Nope.
No.
No.
No. No. Absolutely not. I'll die on that hill.
Yeah.
Although this match,
I don't know if it should have been Randy, but that's me.
Oh, it's exactly had to be Randy, because this match had to be happen, because this match is 20 years in the making.
Ever since the beginning of Legacy back in 07. Yeah.
Correct. This is mentor-student. And there is so much continuity involved that you can't ignore this.
Yeah.
Now it's gonna main event night one, but you know.
Yep.
Did they fight in 2011? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they? Yeah. Okay. But does this mean more now?
Oh, yes. God, yeah. Because back then Cody was still lower mid card at best, and Randy was the main eventer. Nowadays, both are on the same level. Yes.
Yeah, so, but here's the interesting thing, right? Cody, they would, at first, Cody and Randy were on the same level, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it'd be great, looking forward to it. But Randy was like, I have to do this. This is what I need to do. I need to beat you. He's like, I love you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Bam! And you should have known that it was a heel turn, because Randy was wearing blue t-shirts the last 3 weeks and black this week.
Not just 3 weeks. It's been a lot longer. Black came this week. And that what should have been the tell. It's like, yep, Randy is no longer a face. He is
and
going...
Boy, and again, you know how when AEW uses blood every week?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit much.
But in this particular case,
mm-hmm.
the blood was perfect.
Yeah.
The blade was awesome. Nikki, right on that beautiful white tailored shirt, blood all over the place. Ugh.
Shirt torn. The blonde hair dyed crimson red again.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, at the end, getting hit, bam, quote unquote, on the aluminum/steel steps.
Yep.
Right.
And then he got a chair and just drove it right into those stairs, right into Cody's head.
And, and that was beautifully set up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was perfectly set up. To a live crowd, you're thinking, oh my God, he's going to smash Cody's head in. But
he did. He did.
Thankfully, but that's kayfabe. Essentially, he made a whole lot of noise.
Yeah. Right.
He made a whole lot of noise, and then he sits in the chair, bloodied, wiping Cody's blood on his belt. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was a great heel turn, and now I'm like, yeah. Can't wait for Cody to take it. Because Cody better take it.
Mm-hmm.
He should. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Cody's got to win this the student has become the master. Orton does not need any more titles. I thought he should have stopped with 13.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, we all agree here that there is too much story, too much continuity. I mean, from a short-sighted point of view, yeah, it sucks that Drew's been a transitional champion
twice.
Mm-hmm.
Twice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Twice.
Twice. And let me tell you something. And I hate to say this. I get where some of the people are coming from on the number three side. I understand this. Drew is a main event guy. Okay. Drew is a main event guy who should always be in the title picture. Okay. Should be. Okay. Or at least close to it. Okay. He's a heel that has gotten truths. He says truth. That being said, the way the number threes have been acting since Cody won the belt 2 weeks ago is nothing short of sponsored by Pampers. Okay? Seriously. It's almost boring, really. You know?
Right.
We didn't get the match that we wanted, so fuck you. Fuck Triple H. You know? It's the yearly thing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when did this start? 38? 39? WrestleMania 38, 37? 37 was the first one post-COVID, right?
Yes, 36 was COVID, 37 was the half-full crowd.
Yeah. Oh, it's...
Oh, wait till you hear the whining, because I think this is going to be the night one main event.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the night one main event, right? I mean, look, let's see something here. How many WrestleMania 42 matches do we have right now?
Mania 42. As of right now, we have 4 confirmed. 1 partially confirmed, and 1 that's all but likely.
Oh, we still got a while yet to set up.
That's all but likely.
Yeah, we still got a month.
Yes, over a month to change. Yeah, because it's Punk Reigns in the main for night 2, Vakir Morgan for the Women's World Championship, Rhodes Orton for the main event of night 1, Cargill Ripley for the women's there. Brock Lesnar has an open challenge.
Obafemi.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then also, then from this week, you can pretty much pencil in Finn versus Dominic and Jacob Fatu versus Drew McIntyre.
That's 7.
Yeah.
So what do we need? 4 more?
3 to 4 more.
Yeah. Okay.
10 usually Dominic seems to be the number.
Yeah, Dominic Finn.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll make it to Mania.
Yeah.
Right. So.
I think it's time to go over to AEW, and because we've got
We got a lot of cards, We've got 13 matches to pick.
Yeah.
Yes.
13 matches to go through.
3-minute specials. 3-minute specials coming.
Not all of them.
3-minute special. I know.
Revolution will take 4.5 hours.
Try 5 to 6 the way the card looks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because as of right now, they have, technically speaking, the post-show scrum booked for 11:59 p.m. on Sunday night. And the card will start at 7.
We're talking a 5-hour show.
Yes, we're probably talking a 5-hour show.
Honestly, I have to say this because I've been checking AEW out a little bit. It's not been terrible.
Yeah, things are improving.
Yes.
Now,
Is it enough to watch? I don't know. But they've booked some very good stuff here.
Yeah. Now, the one thing I hope they book and book correctly is the main event, but we'll get there.
Okay.
Because first up, we need to talk about Zero Hour. Because there's 3 matches on Zero Hour.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes the pick'ems. There will be no pretty lights because I'm not going to, you know, do myself into 17, 18 point shows.
That's fine. Fine.
First up is Boom and Doom. That will be Big Boom AJ and QT Marshall facing off.
With Big Justice.
Yep, and maybe the Rizzler too. Who knows? Facing off against the infantry of Carly Bravo and Captain Sean Dean with Trisha Dora in their corner. Who wins?
Oh, please. This is the yearly we need to show AJ because it's the fun match. Boom and Doom wins. Easy.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. Boom and Doom is going to win. That's not a matter of if. It's a matter of how soon. Or how quickly.
You know, they got to get things up in there, you know.
Yeah, because there's a match during Zero Hour that's going to take a lot longer.
Yes. Yep.
Nikki?
Oh. Having not watched a lot of AEW, as in almost none.
Yep.
To the point that Mox isn't talking to me anymore.
Yeah.
To me, it's a coin flip, but I don't know.
You want to come back to it?
I'm gonna be throwing darts all night anyway.
Yep. Well, the thing is, I gave you all plenty of warning because I told you before the Rumble even that I was not doing the Rumble for Pick'ems and I was doing Revolution instead. Because I don't do blood money.
I understand that. But I don't get TNT and TBS anymore.
Fair. I mean, nor do I. The internet, there are ways to watch. Whether it be highlights on Reddit, or if you know of your sites, you know of your sites.
Mm-hmm. So, Infantrymen.
Okay, so the infantry. Coming up next for the TBS Championship, Willow Nightingale faces off against Lena Cross, who's relatively new to the company, taking more or less the place of Penelope Ford, because Penelope Ford broke her ankle a few weeks ago. Ooh.
That's right.
Same general way that Kelsey Green did as well.
Ouch. Not fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. Will's gonna keep this. She's one of the bigger faces in the company, so she's gonna stay.
As you said, it's a new gal, so I doubt they're gonna surprise us. Nightingale keeps.
I mean, the thing is, they could surprise us because this is half of a match that's gonna be on the main card. But we'll get there when we get to the Women's Tag Team Championship match.
Mm-hmm.
But I have Willow winning here as well. Which will set up for the main card. And then, the match that will take the longest, a 21-man Blackjack Battle Royal for the AEW National Championship. As of right now, we have, I believe, two people listed for the card itself. The current champion...
No, we have 15.
We got 15 now. Sweet. All right. Thank God, because it was only two earlier today. So we have...
Nope, we got...
Let me go ahead and hammer him through. Ricochet, Tommaso Ciampa, Trent Beretta, Rocky Romero, a.k.a. both of them being Roppongi Vice, Dralístico, Roosh, Scorpio Sky, Daniel Garcia, Anthony Bowens, Hook, Katsuyori Shibata, Juice Robinson, Austin Gunn, Ace Austin, Jungle Jack Perry, and six people still to be announced. Who wins?
Ricochet's going to keep this. Ricochet's dick heel work, both on the net and both on Twitter and on TV, has been good.
Yeah.
And it's enough to keep the belt, so I'm going to say Ricochet wins.
Whereas me, I'm going to go a little off. I don't think Ricochet's going to win. He's going to run her up. And who's going to beat him? A guy who he's been smack-talking on Twitter. Jungle Jack Perry.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
I'm gonna... Oh, would AEW do that?
Do what?
My gut's telling me Ciampa.
That's a good choice, too. Happen.
And Ricochet's going to be in the top. He's going to be in the final four. But I see Ciampa actually taking this. Which, can I go back to SmackDown for one brief second?
Go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
There's chatter that Gargano's just writing out his contract and he's going to go to AEW, but I think that's just a number three speculation.
I don't know if there's number three speculation there. I would also be like, it wouldn't surprise me because they're not going to use Johnny real well. They're going to use him as essentially a jobber
you know
to
what?
The stars.
I would be okay with that, actually. I really would.
Same.
You reunite DIY with their own name, you know, with their own version, and you put them in AEW where they can do more of the stuff. You put them with the Young Bucks. Holy shit!
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. No, it's fair. I'm enjoying Johnny Catatonic. To be honest, I think it's hilarious.
Johnny Catatonic. Wow.
Oh, that's just as good as the Ninja Hoedown when we were talking about Seth on Raw.
I know. My
friend, you should our friend Joe said that you should put in the Yakety Sax theme when they started all doing the, you know, the three card Monty with the 20 hooded wrestlers. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like I said, Ninja Hoedown.
Yes. So, to the main card, Mr. Stat Boy.
To the main card, where we are, what I'll be covering first, the non-title matches. First up for me, Darby Allin, Orange Cassidy, and Roderick Strong facing off against the relatively new The Dogs, formerly known as the War Dogs in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Comprised of David Finlay, aka the guy who said, nah, I'm not getting lowballed in WWE, Clark Connors, and Gabe Kidd. Who wins? And this, just a note, this is a Tornado Trios match.
Because the War Dogs are new,
mm-hmm.
Remember how we said that the person is new and wouldn't win? In this case, they need a win. And it's not going to hurt Darby, Allin, or Roderick to lose to them. It's the Dogs will win.
Yeah. Orange is not going to take the pin, but Darby probably will, or may. Roderick,
I believe, I think will.
Yeah, Roddy's taking the pin on this one. I agree with you guys. The Dogs. Those guys are a team.
Yes.
Cassidy, Roderick, and Darby is random trio is random.
It's pretty much conglomeration stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're not going to be talking about the conglomeration for the rest of this. Andrade, El Idolo, faces off against Bandido. And Andrade has been definitely bumping up his sex cred, so to speak, in the last few weeks.
Sex cred? What do you mean?
Oh, he's been flirting a lot.
Well, put it to you this way. Don Callis is the good heel manager. Bandido is on the way down. Andrade needs this win more than anything. Andrade wins.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Andrade wins.
Yeah, I love Bandido. I'm glad I got to see him live before he got signed. But, no, it's going to be Andrade.
Yeah. All right. And now to a match where there will be no interference from anyone because everyone is barred from ringside. Timeless Tony Storm faces off against the problem Marina Shafir, who wins.
Since there's no one banned, since everyone is banned from ringside, in quotes, I think Timeless Tony Storm is going to take this.
Yeah, because by far and large, it's been Marina's game. But Marina has had to use
extra people just to get around it, especially bitch boy Wheeler Yuta. So yeah, timeless Tony Storm's winning this.
Huh. So if Shafir's been cut off at the knees, then yeah, it's probably going to be Tony.
Yeah. And now to a match that is essentially what I would consider a testing match. Is Brody King good enough to hang in the main? Brody King faces Swerve Strickland.
Since Swerve Strickland has been basically out in the media basically saying, I'm getting good money from Tony Khan.
Yeah.
Deservedly so, mind you.
Yeah.
Brody's gonna hang, but he's not gonna win. It's whose house?
Swerve's house. Yeah, Swerve's taking this one as well. That's not a question of it. Brody's gonna hang. And you're gonna hear a fuck Don Callis, fuck Ice, or no, it won't be a fuck Prince Nana. It will be a fuck Ice champ, for sure.
Yeah, there will be there. It's in LA? Are you kidding? Please. Yeah,
you'll not hear that several times. During the Andrade match, maybe. Certainly in a match coming up next.
Go ahead.
But we'll get there in just a moment. You're gonna hear fuck Ice quite a bit. Nikki?
Swerve's gonna win, but it ain't gonna be easy.
Yeah. And now...
Swerve's gonna be crawling out of it.
Yes.
Swerve is gonna be crawling away.
Yeah. Essentially, Swerve's winning the match, Brody's winning the segment.
Yep. That'll work. Yeah, it's fine.
Alright, and now to the first of many title matches. As we have the Don Callis families of Kazuchika Okada, the Protostar, Kyle Fletcher, and Mark Davis facing off against Mystico and Jet Speed. That would be Speedball Mike Bailey and Kevin Knight. Who wins?
Don Callis family. You need some heel champions. And again, Don Callis is so annoyingly good at being bad.
Yeah.
You want to punch him every time you see him. That's why he's doing his job well. Callis family.
Yeah. Let me just put it this way. Mystico is a good match for Jet Speed. He is still really, really good. If you got to see the match last year with him versus MJF, go watch it. Seriously, go watch it. And you'll be wondering, where the hell was this guy in WWE? Instead of the guy we got. But then again, that's because he was forced to wrestle a style he was not comfortable with.
And wrestle somebody who skipped their developmental system.
Yeah.
And pretty much threw himself into the deep end, so.
Yep. That was a mistake and a half. But ultimately, I will be picking up Don Callis' families here as well because Mystico is just an add-on. Unless they want to give them a short reign between now and Dynasty. I could see that, but I don't think it's going to happen. Nikki?
I thought I said it. The Don Callis family is going to win this, and okay. It's going to be completely and ridiculously underhanded.
Yeah, with just plenty of cheating, screwdrivers, and all.
Oh, yeah.
Although, to be perfectly honest, Kyle Fletcher and Okada are really damn good. And if it's eventually going to happen. It's going to happen after Takeshita Okada, which will probably be at Forbidden Door. All right. Do you remember that match we talked about during Zero Hour? We're back to it, but this time it's for the Women's Tag Team Championships. As we have the Babes of Wrath, Willow Nightingale and Harley Cameron, facing off against the Megasus, Megan Bain, and Lena Cross. Who wins?
Here's where the title change comes in.
Yeah.
I think Megan, Megan Bain and Layna Cross will win because Willow Nightingale needs only one belt, not two, and Mercedes Moné is not even on the card here.
Correct. Mercedes is currently on a world globe-trotting expedition giving the belts back. She's down to like six now.
Good.
Yeah. And things are starting to get better. Because she's actually feeling... Okay. I've seen her lose a belt, and she was grateful to the crowd. Thanking them for being actually good sports. So yeah, I do believe Megan Bain and Lena Cross are winning here too. Penelope... There's my wild card. Penelope Ford gets involved and smashes a crutch on Harley Cameron's back.
Okay.
I'm with you guys.
Okay. Next one.
Give me a second, please. Sorry. All right. And now to the AEW Women's World Championship. A 2 out of 3 falls match. As we will have Tekla, the Toxic Spider, facing off against Chris Statlander. Who wins?
Tekla, 2-1.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You will see plenty of cheating from Tekla's understudies, Julia Hart and that other chick. I forget her name. Damn it.
Okay.
Sorry, I need to look it up real quick. Julia Hart and Sky Blue.
Yes, Sky Blue, yes. Who I'm a fan of, yes.
Yeah, I wonder why.
She's hot, and she could also wrestle.
Yeah. Tekla's winning, here's me going on a little bit of a limb, but I've already played my wild card. Tekla wins 2-0.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to go in another direction to Stepway.
Okay.
Tekla's going to win... But the third fall is going to be like a double knockout or a double countout. We're going to get sudden death.
Would you want to use that as your wild card?
Yes, please.
Okay. Give me just a minute, please.
Because you won't let me use the other wild card that I wanted to use.
Yeah.
John Moxley bleeds.
Come on. It's a night ending in Y.
I have a Moxley card. I have a Moxley to catch the wild card. So.
Give me just a moment. Because guess what match we're on? John Moxley, Konosuke Takeshita, Continental Championship on the line. No time limit.
Wild card.
Go for it.
The match goes over 30. Is that enough of a wild card or no?
Nikki?
For a packed as that card is, I think that's valid.
Okay, fair enough.
It goes over 30.
All right.
Oh, and by the way, also Moxley wins. He's a face now, right?
Sort of. He's a tweener. Super tweener.
Okay. Yeah, who likes his beer ice cold, yes.
Yeah. Whereas me, this is going to get a little weird because I think this is going to be the start of a setup. Takeshita wins.
Okay.
Takeshita wins. And it will be the slow but sure start or setup to start Takeshita Okada.
Ooh, by the way, do you want to know who the open challenge winner was for Flamer? The Reign is the Reign champion?
Oh, right.
Ailey.
Who?
Ailey.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
All right.
Right, okay.
Nikki?
He doesn't like me anyway. I agree with Jason.
Okay.
Takeshita wins.
No, you agree with me. No, I said
sorry. Takeshita's going to win.
Okay.
And then my tinfoil hat starts buzzing.
Oh, no. Oh, God, again? Really?
They keep showing his face in the flashbacks.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now to the AEW World Tag Team Championship. FTR, that is FTR Bald and FTR Gun, facing off against the Young Bucks. Who wins?
I think they're going to switch here. It's going to be another really long match.
Yeah.
Because FTR and the Young Bucks can read the phone book, and they're fucking awesome. Okay? I think because the Young Bucks are now... I think they're facety-facety-faces now.
Yes, they are. And their little brother, Malachi, former pro wrestler himself, wound up getting Spike Pile-driven.
By FTR?
Yes. That happened a few weeks ago.
Yep, so I'm saying, the Bucks win.
Okay, and yeah, I honestly believe this is also a good time to switch those belts over. Although, you know what? No, actually, I'm going to stop myself right there. I'm thinking FTR retains for now, and they will win at Dynasty. The Bucks, that is.
Okay.
Because this is just a normal garden variety match. It isn't a stipulation. I believe they can still build, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
All right, okay. Nikki?
Actually, I agree with Statboy. They're gonna want to do this, the title switch, at a bigger event.
Revolution's big, do not get me wrong. It's just...
Are you talking about the New York Double or Nothing?
I'm talking about Double or Nothing. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it big, and they're going to do it there.
Okay. Because, yeah, Revolution, I would consider to be about their third or fourth biggest event. Double or Nothing is number two.
Okay.
And now for the main event. Texas Deathmatch, AEW World Title. Maxwell Jacob Freeman faces off against Hangman Adam Page. And spoilers, there will be blood.
And there's a big tip. Adam Page loses, he will never challenge for the championship again, ever? Or yes. Just...
ever. Which I find to be an incredibly dumb stipulation.
It's the Cody stipulation.
Yes, it's the Cody stipulation, and that tells me Hayner's winning.
Nope. That tells me MJF is winning.
Huh?
That tells me that they're going to do it again and paint Adam Page as in the box, because with all due respect to Adam Page, he is the most shitty face in the history of the company. I hate him. Cannot stand him.
Congratulations. Do you want a cookie?
Yeah, well, MJF wins.
Nikki?
I don't like Hangman being booked in a corner like that. In fact, I hate that stipulation for the same reason.
Yeah.
Hangman's got to win this, but MJF is better to chase than him doing the chasing.
Yeah.
This is tough. But that stipulation tells me Hangman's going to win. So I'll stick with that.
All right. And that is our pick'ems. At this point, I think we've talked about everything we need to talk about. It's time to sell the soap. Jason, since you haven't been here for a few weeks, I want you to sell yours.
I would love to. BS Big Show is going to be back next week because so much shit happened in free agency and one big thing didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Max Crosby's knees. Ouch.
Yep.
Okay.
So Max Crosby was going to be traded from the Raiders to the Ravens, but the Ravens, but he couldn't pass the physical, you see.
Yep, he was still he's still injured till July, August.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they ultimately got Trey Hendrickson, which means the Bengals are even bigger trouble.
So also, over on WLTI, we have been covering the 50th season of Survivor, which has been interesting. Of course, Gordon Pepper, correctly or not, believes that the pre-gaming has been epic because of the previous relationships in the real world, you know, including Mike White, who, by the way, if you know, is the creator and Emmy winner of a little show on HBO called The White Lotus.
Yep.
So we will be talking about that. We've been talking about Jeopardy. We've been talking about RuPaul's Drag Race. We've been talking about lots of stuff in the game show world. And actually, a very big thing happened this week, actually after we did the show, that is actually, I think, may affect the game show world. And Nikki, you might be interested in this. Let me tell you. And you too, Josh. This past Friday, NBC Universal is shutting down all first-run syndication programs.
Oh, right.
So, Steve Wolkhouse after 19 years, gone.
Access Karamo, Hollywood after 30 years, out the door.
Right. Karamo, gone. Kelly Clarkson show early this year, gone. Will the other shows live in reruns? Yes. But as original programming goes, no. And I did a little research here. Do you know actually how many celebrity-based talk shows there are left?
Not many.
Not many.
Because there's four. Drew Barrymore.
Which just got renewed for 2 seasons.
Not a surprise.
Okay. And then Tamron Hall on the Disney Network. Mark and Kelly, that's 3. And then The Tonight Show was 4. I'm not counting Colbert.
What about Seth Meyers?
Yeah, kind of. So 5. Okay?
Yeah.
5. 5 celebrity-based talk shows.
6. 2. Because you missed one more. That's Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, right. I forgot about
you know, the guy who's been on the air for 24 years now.
That's right. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel. Right. So, yeah, but the thing is, in daytime, it's 2.
Yep.
Nighttime, it's 4.
Yeah.
And daytime is 3. Daytime is 3. Nighttime is 3. Right. But the fact that syndication, where are the hours going to go? Who is it going to go to? Will we have new game shows? Who knows?
Yeah.
Very interesting topic. I think this is the story of the year.
Yeah, I'm just taking a look thing. Here. It was a thing on TV. This week, the guys covered Joey, the spinoff of Friends from 04 to 06. Yeah, they did not play Joey correctly, and as such, people just ran away quickly. Coming up next week, the guys start talking about their favorite people's birthdays. And I'm trying to remember the show. Oh, right. They're going to be talking, I believe, about a guy who's going to have a birthday coming up here very soon. William Shatner.
He's 95, right?
He will be 95 in just over a week.
I think. Is that right?
March 22nd, 31.
That's right. He'll be 95. I was right. 95.
Yes.
Wow.
And the show that they'll be covering is an infamous game show turkey from the mid-2000s. You may have heard of it. Show Me the Money.
Oh, hosted by that guy.
Yes, hosted by William Shatner. Has a few people that you'll recognize as the dancers, including a, I believe, 17-year-old Julianne Hough. Is that right? No, she wasn't 17. She would have been 18 or 19 at that point. Hold on. 1988, give me a second.
Here, I thought it was going to be talking about Iron Chef America.
No, they did Iron Chef USA already.
Okay. But there was a turkey on that one, too.
Were Julianne Hough, yes.
Yes, Julianne Hough, Layla Milani was on that show as well. You might remember, or no, she was not. Eve Torres was.
No kidding.
No kidding. Victoria Gracie? Yeah, Julianne Hough would have been on there at the age of, yeah, she just turned 18. So yeah, you'll see a few of them and, well, a bunch of dancing and a bunch of failure because the show was just a wet fart. On It Was a Thing on TV.com, and they'll have a second show coming up later on this week. Nikki, time for your artist shoutouts, including our dear friend Jamie Cloutier, who's stuck in the Has-Been Hotel indefinitely.
Yep, and lately she doesn't want to come out.
Yeah.
If she could hide there for ever and not have to go back to work, I think she would be much happier and a lot saner.
Yeah.
Let's see. Obligatory shout out to Oniwambashu. Please check her out on Twitter. She has work on DeviantArt, Safe for Work. Do not deviate from her page. I would refuse any responsibility for you finding bad pictures. Dozer Draws It, Little Dozer Baby. Soft, wholesome artwork, expensive, worth it. Look him up on Twitter. He also has a Blue Sky account if you don't want to go into the mire of X. Let's see. Give me a second here. I was in the middle of something. Okay. James Diotto, at James Diotto on Twitter. His commissions are currently open. He does some pretty sweet stuff. He's reasonably priced. Norberto Gaitan, beautiful semi-anime style, does individual shots and has done did comics for somebody recently. I'm curious to what he was actually charging for that. That is a repost. Recently completed a drawing of Penta with his newly minted Intercontinental Championship. And a really sweet one of Luchasaurus. And a comedy bit, not so comedy bit on his page. Somebody posted a smash and grab at a jewelry store in California, everybody wearing black sweats, black tops, and masks. And somebody commented, "Damn Seth Rollins." That's not nice. I got off topic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you prefer, if you like anime in your wrestling, Otanad on Instagram, who I don't know if he does commissions, and if you don't have Instagram, go to at Heyman Hustle. You'll find most of them there. Nahu Tahes does similar style. He has a variety of art styles, and he's probably the least expensive artist that I've worked with. So definitely check him out.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't have too much else. I mean, there's a few other artists I can mention. But we've been here almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
And there's a lot going on. And the road to WrestleMania, we need to stock up. We are a month away.
Yes. April 20th. It'll be the weekend of April 19th, 20th, or 18th, 19th.
So
in Vegas, yes. Oh, and by the way, no, we there was one thing I think we want to bring up next week.
Oh,
okay. Because it's too long of a topic. What if the conflict in the Middle East goes on to WrestleMania? Do they have a backup plan?
Ooh, not a bad move.
I've heard rumors of people.
They'd better, because if shit's going down over there, I don't want them leaving this continent.
Yeah. I gotta go. You finish?
Yes, so at this point, I think we're good, because we're right here, Nikki, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And for the recently departed Jason Block, for you, Stepboy Josh Henniger, thank you for being here and keeping to the cause.
Yes.
My name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we talk more about WrestleMania, Rey de Reyes, Revolution, and wrestling.